You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, National's newly announced proposed policy to deal with youth crime has drawn criticism from many. Among those is Lisa Woods, campaign director of Amnesty International Aotearoa. I started by asking Lisa's opinion on whether this policy is actually based in evidence.
Look, I don't know what evidence the National Party have used in particular to develop this policy, but what I do know is that there's clear evidence that punitive approaches to dealing with harmful behaviour from young people just don't work. There's a growing body of evidence that shows how early intervention improves child and family well-being and reduces the risk of harmful behaviour.
So in your statement, you touched on United Nations advice surrounding the age of criminal responsibility. Could you explain for listeners the rationale behind your statement and this advice?
So the minimum age of criminal responsibility is the age at which children can be prosecuted for criminal offending. And in Aotearoa, this age is 10 years old for the most serious offences, which is ridiculously low. And here in Aotearoa, we're a party to the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. And in 2019, the UN Committee that oversees this convention encouraged all states to increase their minimum age to at least 14 years old. So under our obligations, under international human rights standards, we have an obligation here to raise our criminal age of responsibility to at least 14.
Is this approach kind of common in developed Western nations, or how in line is it with international standards on dealing with youth crime?
So I understand military academies of different types have been trialled in various countries, but it was interesting, I was just reading a report quite recently from Australia where there was a trial of boot camps in Queensland, which found that they failed to break the cycle of harmful behaviour and that recidivism rates for participants in the boot camps were no different to young people in youth detention centres. So I think what's really important when we're thinking about what are the types of things we can do to support young people, we're first and foremost thinking about and making sure that whatever approach is consistent with our international human rights obligations. But two, we need to be making sure that the interventions and the support are based on evidence. And again, what we know, what the evidence is really clear about, is that punitive approaches don't work.
So what approach would you like to see in response to youth offending? Do you think that any party has got it right at this stage?
Well, when a child does something seriously wrong, it's often because they've been seriously let down by society. And what that means is we need to be looking at interventions to protect and support young people downstream and addressing the underlying issues that are causing people to commit harm. We need to see, so what that's saying really is we need to understand policy, we need to see policies that try and understand and address the core drivers behind harmful behaviour. And that might mean better support for state and education or treatment for mental health concerns or other issues. But I think from our perspective, what we're really wanting to see from political parties are a range of policies that support both the individual but also policies that address the wider structural issues we're seeing that are behind harm, and that from racism to poverty, the lack of adequate housing. And what's really important in our perspective is that we're keeping in mind that also what's needed actually is wider transformation of the criminal justice system, such as that set up by Anaya Tonone, whose work details quite broad change that is needed and considered across the recognition of sexuality. So it's important when we're thinking about the types of policies that are needed, we're thinking about those that support the individual and whānau, but also the wider structural transformations that are needed to address the structural causes behind the harm.
That was me speaking to Lisa Woods, campaign director at Amnesty International Aotearoa, about National's proposed strategy to deal with youth offending.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.